Another thing about salvation that we believe, what do we believe about repent of your sins here?
Heresy.
It's heresy. Amen. Acts 19, verse 4. Turn over there, please. Acts 19, verse 4. So all these points could be like full-length sermons, so I'm just trying to hit like the highlight verses of them. Acts 19, verse 4. It would be nice to just say, well, hey, what do you believe about this? And I could just say, hey, go to this video that we first started. Just watch at the whatever minute clip. All right. Acts 19:4 says, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. So all these people will say, oh, you got to, John said you got to repent. Yeah, but you know what did John preach about? What was the repentance that John preached? Was that you have to believe on him that should come afterward. That is on Christ Jesus. He wasn't saying you have to repent of your sins and wash your sins away in the Jordan River. That's not what he was saying at all. Turn to Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3. Jonah chapter 3, verse 4. So we talked about Jonah not too long ago when I was preaching out of the book of Nahum, I think chapter 1. But this is a great proof for people that believe that you have to turn from your sins to be saved. So first off, Jonah went to Nineveh to preach. I mean, he finally got there after he got in trouble with God. But verse 4, look at verse 4, it says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days in Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. So what happened? So Jonah preached, they believed, then they repented, didn't they? Did it say they started repenting and then they believed? No, it didn't even say repent. But skip down to verse 10, it says, and this was where God just defines it for our faces so that we can know this is where you take people. Anybody that says you have to repent of your sins or change your life or turn over a new leaf, this is the verse you go to. It says, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. So God saw their works, okay, and they turned from their evil way. So what is turning from your evil way? It's works. So turning from your sin is a work. Now, they believed first, though, didn't they? See, that's how it should be. You don't put the cart before the horse. Amen. You don't have to repent of your sins and then believe. That's not how it works. Because your good works are filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. So now does God want you to clean up your life? Of course he does. But they're dead works if you didn't believe first. Okay? And that's a popular message today in Baptist churches also. And I kind of covered that this morning, so I won't stay too long on that. But that's what we believe, that turning from your sin or repenting of your sin is a work. And we don't believe in that.